KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports on KJAN, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, in sports, women's college basketball, the Iowa women claimed a top 25 showdown against 21st-ranked Michigan. The 23rd-ranked Hawkeyes took control with a late 8-0 run in an 82-72 win. Junior center Megan Gustafson led the Hawkeyes with 27 points and 11 rebounds.
8 field goals on 9 attempts, goes to the free throw line 11 times, has 11 rebounds, 27 points. Career high 6 blocks. I mean, what can I say about her? You know, she's black and blue up and down her arms. She gets double teamed, triple teamed, hacked, pushed, and she keeps her composure and is just an amazing individual.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Guard Kathleen Doyle gave the Hawkeyes a huge lift with a career-high 23 points and also dished out 9 assists.
I was just trying to make sure our team stayed composed in the throughout the whole game. We knew that they were going to go on runs and that we had to withstand them, and thanks to our crowd for coming out and helping us do that. But I was just going into the game trying to keep everyone composed and rolling and everything like that.
The Iowa women are 14-1 on the season. Michigan falls to 12-3. Iowa State women could not overcome cold shooting in a 74-69 loss at home Sunday to Oklahoma in Big 12 play. Bridget Carlton led the Cyclones with 21 points.
You know, we hung around, we gave ourselves some chances, but we just, we didn't shoot the ball very well, obviously. And, you know, we had some people that had really, really tough days and tough nights, and we need a little more balance, and unfortunately we didn't get it today.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly. The Cyclones shot only 40% for the game, including 7 of 28 from the three-point range.
That's the identity of our team. We got to make open shots, and, you know, our point guards went 2 for 16 and 0 for 10. Tough to win against anyone when that happens, and, just the way it is. Good defense, some of it, but we had a lot of really good looks at the basket, too, that we couldn't get down, and if we're not making that shot, it puts a lot of pressure on the other stuff, other parts of our game, because we have kids that's what they do. They're catch and shoot kind of players, and if they're not getting that shot down, it's hard to maintain any kind of flow offensively.
Iowa State is 1-1 in the Big 12 and 7-6 overall. In men's college basketball, Reed Timmer scored 20 points, and Drake held off a Southern Illinois rally for a 70-67 win on Sunday. Nick McGlynn added 17 points and grabbed 7 rebounds for the Bulldogs, which led by as much as 16 points in the first half, but had to scramble as Southern Illinois rallied late in the second period to pull within 2 points with under a minute left. Drake hit 26 of 61 from the field. The Salukis tightened the game with a 4-minute 10-2 burst to trail 67-62 with a minute 28 remaining. Armon Fletcher and Marcus Bartley each had 3-pointers in the run, and later Aaron Cook got a 3-pointer with 44 seconds left to trim the gap to 69-67. Fletcher, who finished with 15 points and 12 rebounds for Southern Illinois, missed 2 3-pointers down the stretch, including the game's final shot at the buzzer. Sean Lloyd Jr. and Bartley added 13 points apiece for the Salukis, and Cook had 10. Also, Darryl Brown had 24 points, Nate Cannell scored 14, and Dante Thomas grabbed 10 rebounds as Bradley used the second half to pull away from the Northern Iowa Panthers 72-53 on Sunday. Northern Iowa closed out the half with a 16-8 run, and Isaiah Brown had led the Panthers with 17 points, and Haldeman had scored 11 points in that game. Well, for the fourth time in program history, the Iowa State Cyclones are celebrating a bowl victory after they edged Memphis 21-20 Saturday, and that was in the Liberty Bowl. ISU coach Matt Campbell.
Why this win was special, it wasn't because we won a bowl game, in my honest opinion. It's really because this team has really learned and grew as this season went on, and a major part of it is our senior class. And one of the things that I'm most proud of is that Iowa State football is finally a player-led program. Our players are leading from the inside out. That's why we had the ability to overcome, and certainly the ability to go win the game today.
The Cyclones finished 8-5 in a season that Campbell called a big step for the program.
These guys, especially the senior class, I mean, these guys have dealt with a lot of hardship. And, you know, it's not because they didn't work hard, and it's not because they didn't love football. But I think the thing that finally resonates in our program is that this can happen.
And Campbell says it's just the first step in the process of making Iowa State a consistent winner.
It's one of those things that you got to work and you got to be relentless at it. And we got a great team. We got a great staff. We've got everybody aligned in our building that demands that this happens one day at a time. And that's the only way things can change. It has to happen in small groups and has to have a great alignment. So I think the short answer to the question, though, is belief.
And our sports was brought to you this hour by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.